Patient name, Collins, Collins. Date of last name, Meadows, Meadows. Date of birth, 7/23/21. Date of service, 4/1/23. This is a 2-year-old female here today with mom. Apparently, she's been pulling on her ear. Mom suspects of right ear infection. The little one won't let mom touch her ear. She starts to cry. Yesterday, she had a fever of 100.6. She was sent home from daycare. Period. New paragraph. No nausea, vomiting, diarrhea. No other issues verbalized to me today. Period. New paragraph. Current weight, 26 pounds. Pulse within normal limits. Respiration, 16. Temperature, 99.1. Oxygenation, 99%. Period. New paragraph. Allergies, none. Current medication, none. Medical history, negative. Surgical history, negative. Social history. Lives with mom, dad, and sibling. No association of secondhand smoke. Period. New paragraph. On examination, patient seems to be a delightful little girl. Awake, alert, follows my eye contact very well. I attempt to interact with her. She's not immediately apprehensive about me getting near to her, although as I get closer, mom does have to hold her, and she is easily consoled. Period. New paragraph. Eyes, pupils are equal, round, react to light. Ears, bilateral tympanic membrane erythema, although the right ear is far worse. No perforation of the tympanic membrane I observe. Period. New paragraph. Oral pharyngeal area, pink, oral mucosa moist, neck is soft, no thyromyoglobinomas, no lipodynopathy, heart, positive S1, positive S2, regular rate and rhythm, no murmur, lungs clear to auscultation, abdomen soft, non-tender, period, and paragraph. Assessment and plan, acute otitis media, right side worse. Patient will receive amoxicillin, 400 per 5 ml, 1 teaspoon BID, 10 days, number 100 ml. Patient is to get plenty of fluids, plenty of rest. Mom's going to continue to monitor. And, of course, she will call me or return to clinic if needed.